few songs bring it early on, like Iron Man, and few stats analysts bring it, like Neil Greenberg. Joining us right now is our friend, Mr. Greenberg, from the Washington Post, data, sports, geek, nerd, not nerd, whatever it is. Hello, Greenberg. How do you do?
I'm doing super. How are you guys?
I almost died during the commercial break.
You did?
Yeah, it was an intense moment. I was arguing with Landfill about these dudes that were surfing on the Weather Channel and ate a flaming hot cheese puff. They were surfers. Brian confirmed it.
They were surfers. Landfill said it was foul.
And then
what a foul.
It was a rough couple minutes, dude. I'm really trying to power through now, just out of respect for you and your character.
Oh, Lord.
Well, I appreciate that. That sounds harrowing.
Harrowing is a good word for it.
Nah, he's just soft.
All right, Mr. Greenberg. Tomorrow, joint practices against the New York Jets. What does your data tell you about a really good Jets defense and a, we're hoping, rebuilt Commanders offensive line?
That's a good question. I think the Jets probably have a slight edge there because Washington is still breaking in a lot of new parts.
Yep.
Up and down the lineup. We've talked about this a lot. Obviously, the offensive line, which a lot of people don't think they're going to be very good. The new quarterback, new offensive coordinator, coach, et cetera. So I do think you probably have the you probably give a little bit of the nod to the Jets' up defensive line, only because they really only have one job at this point, right? Make Jaden Daniels, who will probably be uncomfortable in his first pro debut start of any kind, more uncomfortable. I think it's great that Daniels is going to be under center, at least for a little bit. But I do think in that particular matchup, probably give a slight edge to the defensive line.
Well, let's be real. Like, they're going to practice against them tomorrow. And I believe that's when he's going to see Quinnen Williams and Mosley and all those guys.
Yeah.
Quincy Williams. On Saturday at 12, you won't see those same guys. So the D-line that he'll be facing won't be the one that he would probably face in the regular season.
That's true. And really all you're looking for is everyone exits the game healthy, right? Like that's the biggest key out of all this. You know, yes, you want Daniels to get reps, and of course this is all part of it, but one, you don't want to see any injuries. Two, hopefully no one fights each other like we saw the other day. You know, hopefully it just goes smooth sailing, and it's a building block, not a stumbling block.
See, that right there, the league now finding people for fighting. So now you're going to start finding people for fighting in regular practice against each other? I think that's a bunch of BS.
I think they're trying to cut the – I don't know if we've talked about it yet.
They fight in regular practice against each other.
The NFL announced a $20,000 fine for both the Giants and the Lions for what they thought was excessive fighting at training camp.
I asked this question. If the Giants were not on Hard Knocks, would they even be seen?
The Giants aren't on the
– I know, but I'm saying, would they even care to follow them? Because if there's a fight that breaks out right now with the Commanders, are they going to find them?
Maybe.
They'd have to, right? I mean, that's the...
That's kind of the precedent
they've
now set.
They already set the precedent. I mean, if they don't...
When they play each other, I'm saying. So I just think that it's like I've always felt that the league gives you money and they try to find every way to take it back. I think it's asinine as hell.
I would say a fight between teammates, they would let the team decide. I would say a fight between teams, the NFL would certainly step in, and that's not something they want to see on the field.
They've never
That's
done that
guess.
Before, though, is my understanding.
Yeah.
Right?
They never did it before.
Yeah. But I'm saying, like, that to me, like, if it was two Giants fighting, I think that they would let them settle that in-house in some way. The fact that it was, like you said, a Hard Knocks team.
Yeah, but it was Hard Knocks preseason.
Neighbors was
it's
involved.
Not like that's going to – that fight's not going to be on Hard Knocks. Hard Knocks now is the Bears.
I understand that.
Right, but I'm saying, like, just the overall like, just the highlights are everywhere. I mean, like, this is what we're kind of talking about. They don't want you talking about the fights on the field. They want you talking about the product on the field, if that makes sense.
I can wrap my mind around that one. All right, so let's talk Jaden Daniels. Unofficially named the starter. What do you...
Got that off of that.
Yeah, I mean, we all know what's happening here. I don't know that we've asked you this. There are folks that care about the path to Jaden eventually being named starting quarterback. I am not one of them. I don't think Brian is. Where do you land on the path to QB1?
You mean like announcing him or anointing him in
announcing him and then going one step further that Mariota did get some work with the first team?
Yeah, I mean, football is a lot about subterfuge, right? Like, you don't want the other team – you want the other team knowing as little as possible. So I can understand and appreciate the team not wanting to be forthcoming with this information in public. My hope is in private, everybody knows who is going to be the starter. Like, these depth charts really don't mean a whole lot. I don't even know if the coaches do them. I don't put a lot of stock into these depth charts or anything. My hope is that you go to your guy and you're like, hey, you're the guy. We may play some games here and there with, you know, be cagey, but you're the guy. Just go out there, do your work. Don't worry about everything else. I know it may be a distraction, but trust us, in the long run, this is going to help the team. Something along those lines, I'm fine with it. Like, if Jaden Daniels is not the guy, we have bigger problems than a depth chart, right? Like, we have bigger problems than the conversation leading up to that. Looking at them as an organization, when I say we, I mean like the organization. Like, that would be like my thinking within the organization. I'm not too worried about it. Just get him where he needs to go, and you know, everything else is just fluff. Like, all this talk is just talk, right? Like, let's see what happens on the field.
I think it's exactly what you just said.
I think you nailed it, dude.
I think they tell people, they know up front. Hell, I believe the day he was drafted, he was a starter.
Right. Now,
I mean, you're not going to invest that pick with, and you know, and just sign a backup and be like, oh, well, you know what, he might not start. Like, that, no one believes that, right? Like, no one... Something drastically would have to go wrong, injury, you know, off-season issue, in order for Jaden Daniels to not be QB1 when it all starts for real.
Well, and not to mention that the conversation with Jaden is, I mean, this is a guy that's played 5 years of college football. I mean, he's started 50 games, I believe, just won a Heisman. Like, if you were taking Drake May, or, you know what I mean, the conversation with Drake May was he might need a year or two to sit and learn. That was never the conversation with Jaden. I don't think internally. I have a phrase I always say, the locker room knows, right? The dudes
Correct.
In that locker room know who their quarterback is. And whether it's right. been officially
and
announced doesn't
speaking,
really matter.
Analytically speaking, games played in college is one of the best indicators of pro success for a quarterback.
Really?
Like, yeah. So, you know, you get a guy that's in situation. Like, quarterback's all about reading situations, right? So obviously, the more reps you have with that, the easier the transition is. Now, I'm not saying like if someone plays 40 games in college and has a, you know, a 10 pass array that they're going to be Joe Montana, but I'm saying like for the kids that are drafted, generally speaking, those with more college experience tend to do better in the pros as a group. And like you said, I mean, it's, you know, the locker room's going to know, the coaches know, and credit to Jaden Daniels, he's saying all the right things, mm-hmm. right? He doesn't come off as someone that's entitled to the position. You know, I mean, he's doing his part too, and I think this is all just a dance for our sakes and just to keep everything under wraps. I'm not worried about
when
it at all.
When your coach say, I knew he was going to be cool, they knew that they didn't have that issue of what we had with Robert to worry about.
Right. You don't want to have to cater to the quarterback and be like, you're the guy, you're the guy, you're the guy, you're the guy. Because, like, the guy knows he's the guy, right? Like, that's the alpha mentality that you want. You want someone with that swagger that wants the ball, that in the back of his mind knows how good he is. Like, you don't want to have to build him up in that way. You want to build him up in other ways, but you want him to have the mentality that when he steps on that field, he is the best player on that field.
Greenberg, we appreciate you, man. We'll be looking forward to the fantasy content.
I appreciate you letting me talk about it. I love you guys. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, see you, buddy. That's our friend Neil Greenberg, @NGreenberg. If you want to follow him, always really smart content.